Ukraine security issue.
As of June 16, the 113th day of the full-scale Russian invasion, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, French President Emmanuel Macron, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, and Romanian President Klaus Iohannis paid an official visit to Ukraine. As civil aviation hasn't been working in Ukraine for 4 months due to Russian military invasion, the European leaders have arrived in Ukraine by train. The high representatives of France, Germany, Italy and Romania visited the town of Irpin in the Kyiv region liberated by the Ukrainian armed forces from Russian occupation in April. During the visit to Irpin in the Kyiv suburb, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz was shocked because of the damage caused by Russia's war against Ukraine. The Chancellor wrote in Twitter post in Ukrainian, stressing that Russia is waging war against Ukraine with unimaginable cruelty. During the visit of French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi and Romanian President Klaus Iohannis, Russia didn't stop launching missiles into Ukraine. In the first hour after the arrival of European leaders in Kyiv, an air raid alarm blared almost all over the country, including the Kyiv region and the capital. Practically every day, several times a day, air raid sirens sound in all regions of Ukraine. According to the heads of regional military administrations, Russian forces shelled the Sumy region more than 25 times in the past 24 hours. There was also a rocket strike on the city of Sumy and the suburbs in the nighttime. At least 4 people were reportedly killed and 6 wounded. Moreover, the Russian invaders continued attacking border areas with mortar fire from their territory. Settlements in the Kharkiv region were shelled from multiple launch rocket systems. At least 6 casualties have been reported. In the Izum area, the occupied do not give up on the attempts of an offensive on Slavyansk, the Donetsk region. Ukrainian defenders are holding their positions and are inflicting significant losses upon the Russian army in the manpower and equipment, as reported by the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. 11 civilians were wounded and hospitalized as a result of Russian shelling in the Mykolaiv region. Communities to the north and south of the city of Mykolaiv also came under shelling. According to the heads of the military administrations, almost 300 people have been hospitalized due to the attacks of the Russian occupiers. The Donetsk and Luhansk regions remain the epicenters of the fighting. The occupiers are shelling settlements all along the front line. Fighting for the city of Severodonetsk continues in the Luhansk region, where Russians are accumulating additional weapons, said the city head of Severodonetsk, Alexander Srug.
Наші хлопці тримають лінію оборони. З кожним днем, на жаль, це стає все складніше і складніше, оскільки росіяни стягують.
Our guys are holding the line of defense. Every day that becomes more and more difficult since the Russians are delivering additional weapons and have been attempting an assault on the city from several directions. They are shelling all roads leading to the city of the Lysychansk. But our guys are still holding up. It's rather hard since the city is constantly shelled along the front line. 16 settlements have been shelled in the past 24 hours in the Donetsk region. Almost 50 houses have been destroyed and civil infrastructure has been damaged. Deaths and casualties have been reported. The Russian army has shelled the cities and villages of the Donetsk region with cruise missiles, Grad and Smerchjet systems and artillery. The Ukrainian police force and their security service have opened proceedings under the article violation of laws and customs of war. Powerful weapons provided to Ukraine can change the course of the war. Members of the Rammstein International Contact Group agreed to provide Ukraine with another batch of weapons at the summit in Brussels. Following the meeting, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that in a few weeks, Ukraine will receive a powerful long-range missile artillery. And by the end of June, the Allies will deliver HIMARS artillery rocket systems, munition and train teams to the Ukraine to use these systems. In addition, the United States will provide Ukraine with a new $1 billion military aid package. Economist Pavlo Kuchta said that due to Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, inflation and rising prices will continue to be observed around the world. In particular, inflation in Ukraine may exceed 20% by the end of the year. The aggressor country is artificially creating a global crisis, creating a deficit in the fuel market and hindering the export of Ukrainian food, Pavlo Kuchta added.
Російський газ, російська нафта, які вони намагаються зараз притримати і тиснути на весь світ цими цінами.
Russian gas oil, which are now trying to hold and press on the world with such prices, our blocked ports, expensive food would be much cheaper if we could export our crops. There is an element of war against us. The Russians are putting pressure on our allies, on the neutral countries, and are trying to impose favorable decisions for themselves, which these countries will then impose on us. We must understand that this is a total war, which has already gone beyond just the military sphere. It has become more economic than military one, said Pavlo Kuchta.